You're listening to the Doug Stanhope Podcast.
Hello, this is a prepaid call from
Tommy.
A prisoner at the Michigan Department of Corrections, Parnell Facility. If you feel you are being victimized or extorted by this prisoner, please contact GTL Customer Service at 855-466-2832. To accept this call, press 0. To refuse this call, hang up or press. Your current balance is $49.61. This call is from a correction facility and is subject to monitoring and recording. Thank you for using GTL.
Hey,
Roberto. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm doing good.
Pleasant evening.
How are
you? We're going to talk to you tonight. We're going to keep this one evergreen, as they say in the business, meaning it's one of these days during the 40 for 40, but whatever this goes out, we'll keep it.
Is also what you don't do in the business, is call it evergreen on the evergreen, because you just put it out and then no one knows. But when you say it's evergreen, you've tainted the product.
Well, so who knows? Maybe this does go out immediately.
Evergreen, meaning it'll store forever and it doesn't have to, that's the reference?
Yeah, speaking of storing forever, I think the hooch is done.
Yeah, it should be done. When Shaley said 8 days, I was like, that's a long time. Usually like 4 or 5.
That's it. He's got it here. Ew.
Bro. Ew. This gives me the chills just thinking about it. If I smelled it right now.
Oh, that just smells like paint. Is that what it's?
Oh, that's good.
I think I'm just smelling the bucket.
Well,
why would I be able to smell it through a plastic bag? Is it that bad?
Yeah, you could. That's why we come off. We only let it go about 4 or 5 days because you have to burp it all the time, and it smells so bad.
And it stopped. Definitely has stopped producing. So the orange juice one has half a gallon of orange juice, I think half a cup, maybe 3/4 cup. I think I added some more sugar on top of that, and yeast. And there's that one. It's very cloudy.
Yeah.
And then the other one, I did kind of a Cadillac version. I took your regular recipe, but then I took the recipe with oranges, 5 oranges, like 8-ounce can of fruit cocktail, a carton of blueberries.
Yeah. On sale.
Okay. On sale. Yeah. And mashed it all up and then put it with sugar and yeast as well. And this one looks completely disgusting.
Yeah, no, that looks like it's frozen.
Yeah, it's not though.
Yeah, that's and I've been it looks like it's got looks like it's got like frostbite on the top on the
Yeah, but it's not though.
No.
Yeah. I'm proud of you, Shaley. You really went above and beyond.
Well,
now, who's going to drink this?
Kenny.
I'll drink it, but I didn't bring up anything to strain it tonight because I didn't. I thought it was going to have to go for like 5 more days.
So No, it's usually about 4 or 5 days.
Okay, so I think we're at 4 days right now. So yeah, I'll strain it tonight, and then we'll let it sit until the next time we talk to you.
And I don't know when that's going to be.
You do that?
Can we do what?
Let it sit like that? We've never let it sit.
No, I'm gonna strain it and then put it in a sealable bottle and then put it in the fridge.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, things we forget you don't have, like a fridge.
Yeah, definitely not. So what day are you on?
Yeah, see, it doesn't matter. That's the thing. It's this is going out at some point.
Oh, okay.
That's there.
Yeah, all right.
Well,
I guess me doing the math at how many days I've been in prison, it's kind of pointless now. I've been in prison 2,570. This is my 2,575th day.
Really?
In the MDOC. Yep. And on today was kind of a special day. When I came down in 13 to a level 4 to a maximum security prison, my first bunkie was a 20-year-old kid. I think he turned 21 when he was in there with me, who was put in level 4 because he tied a lock to a belt. Actually, that's what you're supposed to, but he put it
in
the
box. Okay, hang on. First of all, slow down. Explain the levels to our listeners.
Okay. So, you, like, in the movies and shit, it's a minimum, medium, maximum security. And here in Prison 8, they do it by number. So level 1 is minimum. Level 2 is medium. There used to be a level 3. There's no level 3s anymore. It jumps right up to level 4, which is max. And then level 5 is super max. And level 5, you're in your cell for 24 hours a day, 23 hours a day by yourself. You don't have a bunkie. Level 4, max, not super max, you have a bunkie, and you're in there for like 23 and a half hours a day. So that's where I went immediately out of quarantine, because if you have over 7 years, you go to max, no matter what.
Generally, I hate anytime people put a Y at the end of a word unnecessarily, but I much prefer bunkie to celly. I always like cringed when someone would say celly. It is the most Nancy boy kind of thing that you could say, and it's a prison word. My celly.
Yeah, that's got to be regional. Up here we say bunkie. Someone you rock with.
So it's way more tolerable. So go ahead. So those are the levels. So this guy came from where? Was he a level 2 to 4?
Yeah, he was a level 2 because he only had a couple years. And they had moved him to him. Now he's like, his nickname's been Kelly Bundy. He's a good looking kid who's just dumb as rocks. So I've been calling him Kelly Bundy forever. So just so you get a little picture of him. But he's got some street stuff to him. He's not like super gentrified or whatever. He's a little Italian and Polish kid. And he's there because the term is lock in a sock at the weapon, right? But anyone who's really swung a lock around knows that like you don't put it in a sock. Hook it to an end of a belt because the belt's more sturdy. So what he does,
everyone knows that, of course.
Anyone worth their weight in fermented orange juice knows this. So he has a bunkie. He has a celly that is like this old child molester, and he gets a wild hair up his ass, and he's like, I'm gonna like fuck with this old dude who is like being mouthy to him and like a weird shit. So the long and short of it is, he goes in here, he drops a lock in a sock, and gets to slinging it around, right? He hits the dude in the head, and then it's a free-for-all. Now, because a sock's elastic, so it's like bouncing, he's hitting himself in the head and in the legs more than he's hitting this guy, right? But he fucks this guy up. Like, the first one, like, really split the guy open, and now you're locked in the cell together. Now he's in this, like, death struggle with this guy who he completely underestimated, because this guy, he might be, like, in his late 50s, but he's, like, 220 pounds. And now he's got a hold of him. So they're slipping around in blood, and he's fighting them off. And the cops end up coming because they see, like, this ruckus and whatever. So he ends up going to level 4 or getting transferred to another spot where I'm at. So this is my first bunkie, and which is back to 13. And we had got split up. There's a bunch of other shit happening. And we got moved around as happened. And he went home. And then I came to this joint last year. And I'm coming out the gym. And I hear a Gino, which is my prison name. I'm like, what? This is Kelly Bundy. This is Mark. Like, what's up? Like, you know, you get real close. Like, you know, when you're with someone for that long, he's a good kid, man. And it was good to see him. And he ended up going home today. So it's the second time I've watched his dumb ass go home. From here. And so yesterday, before he leaves, I've been calling Kelly Bundy, and he goes, I'm gonna get out, I'm finally gonna be able to see what this guy looks like.
I was gonna say, do you have to explain to him who Kelly Bundy is?
Well, I had before. I was like, it's from Married with Children. It's
Christina Applegate.
Yeah. Yep. And he just assumed with a name like Kelly that it's a guy. Like, what? But that's like completely on brand for him. So I got his socks, the socks and shirts and shit that he wasn't using. He's obviously not going to need anymore. So all the win.
Wait, that sock?
No, the one.
The one?
No. Hey, yeah, that was
my lucky sock. I'm going to leave it with you.
There's not a pair to this.
we actually did an episode on the podcast where we made him like tell the whole story.
Have you ever had someone that you knew in prison leave and keep in touch on any level? Even a postcard.
Yeah. Now, so like the big thing in here is, because we have the JPay system, this is the speech everyone gives on the way out. Bro, I'm going to hit you up. I got your info as soon as I get out. And it's to the point now I go, okay, that's great. For a while I've been digging. I was like, shut up. You're not going to. Now I'm like, okay, well, we'll see. I'm beyond annoyed with it. But yeah, there's about three guys on my JPay that write me. But there's a lot more people that go home from this place because I'm in a minimum security prison now. So they're more recent. And yeah, they'll message me on JPage.
Has anyone ever visited that you just knew from prison?
They can't.
Oh, really?
I don't think they're ever allowed to. Yeah. Which kind of bums me out because I got two guys that I really, like, really close with that are doing life sentences. So I'll never be able to visit them. I'll be able to call, put money on the phone and talk to them and write them. But
that's weird. You couldn't visit. But there's a lot of fucked up rules not just I can't have a firearm and vote, but there's probably a bunch of dumb little shit like that.
Listen, if I get out and I'm in a car with someone that's also on probation or parole while I'm on parole, and I don't even know it, violation back to prison. And they're even doing now where if you're talking to someone who's on parole on social media, they monitor your social media, that can be a violation of parole. So, there's a lot of fuckery that goes on in and around this place. But,
will you be able to leave the state when you get out?
Yeah, I don't know what the deal with that is. So if I'm going to go out, one of the ideas being floated is going to Colorado, but if that's the case, when I see the parole board, I'm going to have to say, yeah, I'm paroling to Colorado. If not, you have to get permission from your PO to leave the state.
Yeah, that seems really fucked up that they want to keep you in the state. Like you would think.
Oh, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, he said you just have to tell him at the parole hearing that he plans on paroling somewhere else because then they have to contact that state and then he has to check in there. You'd have to do the same thing whether you stay in Michigan, right?
Yeah. But it's weird because there's different parole processes in each state. So I don't know how they'll work. And Doug's kind of right in a way that they don't like it when you're going out of state because they don't know that parole officer. They don't know how they do shit there, which you'd think they'd be glad to get rid of the people they deem unworthy.
Yeah, you'd think they'd bust you out of there like they fucking used to do with homeless people.
Take you to the edge of town.
As a matter of fact, you're not allowed back to Mexico with you.
I wonder how much of that is urban legend where they would bus homeless people across state lines. Because if I was like a governor, I would do that just to fuck with another state.
you're beefed out with the state next to you and you're just shipping them, you're degenerate.
Yeah. Fuck Utah.
Yes.
Just send them up there.
Yeah, just ship busloads of fucking pedophiles and fucking
Flagstaff to Zion National Park. All aboard.
Deal with this, you Mormon weirdos. Yeah.
What was that? Hang on. Chaley gave me the 1 minute sign.
And we're almost at 14 minutes.
Really? Yeah. That fucking blew by. So when do you want to do this again? Chaley, you going camping?
Don't just pick your date.
All right.
Probably after Friday.
All right. Well, listen. Well, I'm not going to be a goddamn burden. These things aren't ever going to see the light of day anyway.
Oh, no, they are. They are. It's just. I have a good one that's going out that was. I've already told the story, so I wanted to keep this one where we can throw it in after the fact and not be jumping around
At this point, it's on your guys' schedule. The yards are back to normal. I can call whenever you want to do it. Every couple days, it's fine.
Saturday, that's what I was thinking. All right, Saturday, same time? That doesn't fuck up your schedule?
No, I'm in prison. The schedule is very fucking loose and wide open. So, that'll be day 2,500. Let me check my schedule. 79th? I'm open. It's open. I got you. Hey, what's up with, let me ask you this before we go. What's up with the book? Because didn't it come out on Audible first? Am I going to be able to have someone order it for me for Christmas? Has it been 6 months?
No, it'll be February before we can put out a hard copy. And I still have to write all the shit. I want a lot of additional content from the Audible version so
you
people
have
a reason to do both.
1 minute remaining.
There she is.
Fucking lady interrupts me every fucking time.
Right when it starts to get good. Bitch. What a bitch. What a passive aggressive bitch. Alright, well listen, I hope that shit lasts till Saturday. Don't be afraid to give it to Kenny or whoever the hell you said. Give him a cup and they can tell you how strong that shit is.
Yeah, why would it not keep? I don't know.
I guess we're just so paranoid that we I just slam the shit and then hate life for, I love life for a minute, and then a little while later, I'm trying to make sure I'm not blind.
Next time, maybe we'll do the dumbest things you've done drinking fucking Pruno, or drank, as you call it.
drank a drink. Yeah.
I got drunk on prison wine and fucking made the wrong promises.
Or the right one.
Thank you for using GTL.
Hey, I want to throw in a quick thank you before we leave. Shit, I don't remember his name. I don't know. Guy that sent me the it was funny because Bingo and I were just talking about it. I saw a picture of myself, an old picture that I was wearing a Mary's, the titty bar in Portland. Mary's t-shirt. And I go, what happens to all these fucking clothes? Like, I would never get rid of a Mary's t-shirt. I love that t-shirt. I see pictures where I'm wearing clothes. I'm like, whatever happened to that? Because I love it. And we had just talked about this, and this guy randomly sent me a Mary's t-shirt. I'm like, wow.
Out of the blue.
And, yeah, I thought, did we say that on a podcast? Uh-uh. I go, no, that was just me and Bingo talking. Ooh. So that was very cool. Thank you for that. And he also sent a burned DVD of Los Enchiladas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I want to see that.
You haven't seen it?
I have one. It's a all VHS, right. But there's different versions.
I think his name's Sebastian, maybe? I don't know.
Maniscalco?
No, maybe it's not even close to Sebastian, and that guy's gone, what the fuck? Anyway, it's inside. I'm sure there's a million other thank yous that I have that I haven't disseminated. And those, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fucking start putting out more pictures of all these people. Keep the cardboard cutouts coming. The last one we got was Tom Segura and Christina. So, yeah, I gotta get more pictures. I'm going to stock some in the bedroom and have a picture of me in bed with one of my fans every night. And I have a fucking earring today. Maybe we'll save that for the next one.
Cliffhanger.
I woke up with an earring. Yeah. you'll find that out. You'll already know about that by the time you hear this. Okay, take us out.
Okay, bye-bye now.